friends, blessings and peace on you in the name of Yeshua Jesus. I am Shay Wilbur, the media director here at Open Door Church, Troy Brewer Ministries, all things of this house. We have one of our guests just walking in. Have a seat, sir. We'll get to him in a second. Thank you all for joining us. We're holding it down because Pastor Troy is literally on a plane headed here because we have a Wednesday night service tonight. He's going to be preaching. I'm actually really excited because I saw some of the notes for his teaching tonight, and it's going to be really good. So if you can't join us in person, make sure you guys tune in online on YouTube, on ODX at 7 p.m. is when our service starts. You do not want to miss it. It's going to be really good. So he's been out of town. He's been hanging with his friend Tony Merkel in Tennessee. They've been having such a great time. If you watch the show, oh, look at those smiles. If you watched the show yesterday, you caught part of their, you caught their whole interview actually. And they talked all things blurry creatures, spooky things, giants. I think they talked about aliens and UFOs and then came back to studio. We got to hear Ben retell some of those stories in person, which was really, really fun. Ben, by the way, held it down yesterday. You guys had way too much fun.
Oh, we had a great time.
I literally had FOMO watching it back. I'm like, I'll man, bet. That's a fun show.
You missed out on a really good show. It was a ton of fun.
I've heard some of your crazy stories, and just to, I love any opportunity to just sit down and hear some of the Ben stories. So, yeah, I'm sad I missed it.
I've got a bunch of unique ones for sure.
You really do. Today, guys, we're going to be talking about authority versus gifting. I'm really excited to dive into this. We're actually going to start off that conversation with an interview that Pastor Troy did at the NRB conference with his good friend Isaac Petrie. They dove into it, so we're going to show that interview later on. Then we're going to dive into it. We're going to unpack it. Pastor Ryan is going to be here. He is here, actually, already in the house. Pastor Ryan, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. Oh,
every time she says Ryan, I think it's Brian.
Pastor Brian. Ryan, yes, and Brian.
We are here.
We've got Pastor Brian in the house. Pastor Ryan in the house. I feel the extra anointing today, Ben. What about you? You feel it?
A little bit more from Ryan than Brian. Yeah,
no, definitely. Well, that's normal for you because you're not very perceptive.
Oh, yes, he is. Wow.
We can't do this. I apologize. That was a negative remark.
I love you.
Yeah,
it's only, it's all in us.
Swinging.
I'm not defensive.
Not at all.
Authority.
Yeah. Man, well, it's so good to have you guys here. Thank you for joining us. It's always fun to have you in the house for the poll. So, Ben, before we get to some stuff, I know you got some announcements.
Well, guys, as you know, we always do the same thing. I got to give some shout-outs real quick. I saw Tabitha's in the chat today. I saw Susan Kerr is in here. Lydia Brady. I also see that Rebecca Marie is in here. Aren't you supposed to be on vacation?
Rebecca, go to the beach. You're supposed to be at the beach.
Go hang out at the beach, girl. Put your sand in the toes.
She's a Destin, I think, right?
Yeah, she's a Destin. Yeah.
Yes, I talked to her earlier. I didn't realize she was on vacation. I called her with a business question. I quickly got off.
She'll take it. That's just her. Don't answer your phone. You know, but I'm also the one calling her, asking her questions too. So I'm glad she does.
Now, guys, be sure to do the normal, like, share, comment. Let us know where you're from so I can give you a shout out. And don't forget to, when you like, share, and comment, don't forget to also call us at 877-413-0888. Join us in the fight against sex trafficking and all the other fun stuff that we get to fight against, because this is the good fight of faith. And we're proud to be a part of it. And we're proud to have you guys as partners. So please continue to support us. Now, also, guys, you can also, if you'd like to write a snail mail, write comments, concerns, questions, whatever checks. You got, checks. You know, checks are always good. But we actually have the old snail mail way, and you can write that out to Troy Brewer Ministries at P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. And, yeah, I think that's about it.
Guess what? Sherry just texted me and said, we are live on Rumble for the first time.
Whoa, I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we put it into motion. That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Well, if you're watching us on Rumble, listen, you're going to like this even more when Pastor Troy is here because he does a way better job of this than I do. So thanks for joining us. We're so excited to have you. We feel like Rumble is like our people.
They are.
And I'm kind of glad that we're testing it out. We're testing out the live stream over there before Pastor Troy gets here because we want to make sure when he's in the house that everything is, you know, good to go. But hello, if you're joining us on Rumble, welcome to the fam. We're here every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. Central Time, and we have a lot of fun. And we talk about lots of different things, including the fight against human trafficking. That is why we do what we do. Pastor Troy always says, you know, we do church so we can rescue kids. That is the heart of what we do. We've rescued over 11,000 kids in the past 30 years. That's insane, you guys. This is not a mega church here with like 15,000 members. This is a good sized church. You know, we probably got about 1,000 people that come through like over the weekend. But man, people don't realize when they hear 11,000 kids rescued, that's a lot of kids. And today we have a brand new rescue story that we're going to show you right now. And I'm really excited to share this with you. It actually was pieced together by someone on our team. I'm going to give him a shout out because I think he did an incredible job on putting this rescue story together. Jonathan Carter, super proud of you. And you guys, you are going to, I mean, if you're not moved by this story, I don't know what else to tell you. So take a look at this. This is one of our newest rescues.
I want to tell you a story about a beautiful little girl named Dina. She's so sweet. She's funny. She loves to laugh. She loves to play. She loves all the things that 15-year-old girls love, except for she has a tragic story. She's been a slave. She hasn't been a slave for a day or for a month, but for years and years since she was a little girl, she was literally sold to a monster. And when I say she's a slave, I mean she was literally sold to a man when she was very young. And for the past several years, she has been his working slave during the daytime, and then she has been his sexual slave in the nighttime. No choices of her own, not able to go to school, not able to do anything but to work and to serve the whims of this monster. Now, what his job was and what he owned a big restaurant. And so she worked there as a waitress during the daytime. She worked there as somebody who, you know, had to clean things, and she did all these things. And then her health was really deteriorating because, of course, she's not taken care of and she's emotionally distraught. So they end up taking her down to the doctor. Whenever they take her to the doctor, they realize that she's pregnant. And she didn't even know she was pregnant. And yep, she's pregnant. That's one of the reasons why she's not feeling good. And then they realize that she is a minor. And then they realize who the father was, and they went, okay, this is a bad situation. So one of the things that happened was we got involved at this point, and we were able to actually bring in special prosecution to prosecute this trafficker and to send that brother under the jail, which is one of our great privileges in life. And then, of course, we take in this little girl. So we get her, and the day that we get her, she was so happy to be set free. I mean, look at her. Come on. She's like, yay, I wish I could show you her entire face, but I can't. But you can see enough that she's actually happy. And she's like, I have a life, I have hope, good things are gonna happen for me. And like, yes, it is. And she was so excited. So what always happens once we get these kids is we take them to the doctor and then we find out all kinds of things. And one of the things that we actually found out is that she was dang near blind. She needed glasses her whole entire life. And it was never picked up because she wasn't allowed to go to school. So we take her down to the doctor and she gets her first set of glasses. Bam. Man, it made her so happy she could see. Can you imagine the first time you're able to see clearly? And well, we were there for that moment. So she's safe, she's rescued, and of course she's pregnant. And of course we're all a big family now, and what do families do? You know what, we celebrate that. So I happened to be in another nation and I got to FaceTime her for a gender reveal. So we had a whole party, it was a whole thing, and everybody was nervous. We can't wait, we can't wait, and then watch this. Boom, it's a girl. And this little girl is gonna be born into freedom. Otherwise, she would be born into certain slavery, but not her, not now, not on our watch. This looks like Jesus to me. This looks like redemption to me. And it's an amazing picture of how redemption works. If you've already been a part of this fight, you've already helped us to rescue and raise more than 11,000 children. Friends, there's so many more to rescue, just like Dina. So get in the fight. Call 877-413-0888, or you can go to troybrewer.com.
Wow, that is just one of the 11,000 stories that we have, guys. Dina, one of our newest rescues. Actually, she's not even our newest rescue because since we rescued her, I'm pretty sure we've rescued like seven or eight more. It is crazy. We are literally rescuing kids every single week. And not only do we rescue them, but we raise them. So every time we say yes to a child, we are saying yes to a $1,200 a month bill. And that's a lot. But listen, when Pastor Troy and the team, when they're confronted with these stories and these kids, I mean, she's 15 years old. She's pregnant. She has nowhere to go, no one to take care of her. How can you say no to that? How can you say no to that? So please, we just want to encourage you right now. If you're feeling a pull in your heart, so into what God is doing, you can call the number on your screen, 877-413-0888, and get in the fight with us and be a part of the work, the incredible work that we are blessed to do all over the world, and we truly are on the front lines. And guys, if you're watching on Rumble or anywhere else that is not ODX, I want to let you know about ODX. That is our online platform where we have tons of content. We've got services, we have conferences, we have interviews, we have rescue stories. We have so much content loaded there. And when you become an ODX partner, that money, not only, I mean, the content is just an added bonus, basically. The money that you are giving each month is going in to help rescue kids and help fund what we do here. So I just want to just give a quick shout out to the ODX community. If you don't know what that is, check it out. Also, speaking of shout outs, is Ben Diaz still here?
Ben Diaz is here, but I also saw that Pastor Chance Light from Uganda is here also.
What?
Wow. Yeah, we have a whole bunch of pastors.
Oh my goodness, some of our Uganda family, man. We have, I think, over 80 babies in Uganda. I think we're getting up to almost 90 babies at our home in Uganda.
We have 88, right?
That's 86. Nuts.
88?
It's either 86 or 88, somewhere in there.
That's a lot of babies.
That's a lot of babies. Yeah, so. I want to go to Uganda one of these days.
Oh, you would
days.
Lose your mind.
I know. I have cuteness aggression. And when I see cute babies, especially chunky babies, I lose
You'll
my
find
mind.
Them there. Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, I see these pictures of Pastor Leanna, and it's just her with all these babies. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is my dream. Not my own, but like other people's. I will gladly hold all of other people's. I'm good. I'm good with two. Anyway, yes. I digress. But guys, we have, well, let me just make sure I'm not missing any announcements. Okay. We do have a really big announcement that I want to let you guys know about. If you've ever wanted to go to Israel, I think this might be God telling you now is the time. Because Pastor Troy is going Whoa. November 1st through the 12th.
Boom.
Check this out. Alan Didio, Pastor Troy, Joseph Z.
My.
You guys can go to Faith and Flame Tours. Yeah, that's the right sound effect. FaithandFlameTours.com to get information about that. I mean, if you've never been to Israel, it's life-changing. It will change your life. And honestly, to go with three prophetic voices, like Pastor Troy, Alan and Joseph, I just can't even imagine, because they are always tuned in to like what the Lord is saying now. Mm-hmm. So it's one thing to go to Israel and like unpack the history and like the stones that you're walking on is like literally where Jesus walked. But also like these guys are getting downloads in the moment from the Lord. So that's going to be incredible. You guys, I have a feeling that tour is going to book up quickly. So
no doubt.
If you're interested, check it out. I think we're ready to dive into this interview. Pastor Troy and Isaac Petrie at NRB, which was this National Religious Broadcasters Conference that we went to a few weeks ago. And I really wanted us to dive into this interview because I loved so much what they were talking about. And especially since we've got two of the pastors of the house in the house, I'm really excited to unpack what they talk about with you guys. So what we're going to do, it's a little unconventional. If you're joining us for the first time, normally we just kind of sit here and chat about things. But today we're going to actually watch a video of Pastor Troy interviewing Isaac Petrie. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it. So don't go away, guys. Check this out right now.
Well, one of the great privileges that I have here at the NRB is seeing friends of mine that we've done a lot of ministry together. We love each other. You do the fist bump, you do the hug, you do those kinds of things. And I got to, I actually saw Isaac today, and I was like, please come over and let me talk to you. And he's here with us today, guys. This is my good friend, Brother Isaac Petrie.
So honored to be here. I mean that. My wife and I love you and your wife and the whole ministry, Open Door, and all you're doing. I'm serious. This is an honor. I mean it, man.
The first time I saw you, I think we were at Mama Cindy's, one of Mama Cindy's things, I think. And first time I saw you, I was like, oh my gosh, because I'd already been watching your stuff, you know? And it's like, hey, we got to be friends.
Absolutely.
We got to know each other.
Absolutely. And every time I get a chance, we sneak in the Open Door. It's the 11:30 service.
Brother, you never tell me you're coming.
Oh, man.
You never tell me you're coming,
you
man.
And
you never,
you've got to
do that. You have to do that.
I got you. We sure will.
Well, man of God, I know that you have this message on ascending being seated with Christ in heavenly places. The Lord is giving you a mantle to preach that message. It's a scroll that the Lord is releasing into the earth right now.
Yes.
And he's using you to carry that scroll, right? Absolutely. And to actually bring language to this thing that everybody's waking up to.
Yeah.
How did you first come to this, and what is that?
Well, it's about us getting in the right position and how salvation not only changed our spiritual condition, but it changed our spiritual position.
Oh.
And the ascension is the positional piece. And so the resurrection deals with our redemption of our spirits.
Yes, sir.
But the ascension now deals with our authority. And until you get identity and authority, you're not functioning in the fullness of what Jesus died for us to have.
Okay, so let's talk about identity and let's talk about authority here for a second, because I got a word. There is a lady in London. Her name's Betty. She's an apostle from Nigeria. She's like got a lot of influence. I'm talking about huge.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the blue, she calls me. And I mean, I've never got a phone call from Apostle Betty. Never. I did a conference with her in London. And she says, Troy, the Lord told me to call you and tell you there's a big difference between your gifting and your authority.
Mm.
And you're leaning too much into your gifting and not enough into your authority. And what I found was, I found that when I started looking at that, there were some huge identity issues.
Wow.
That was going on with me. And that was one of the reasons why I would lean into my gifting and not into my authority.
Mm.
And now I see a shift all over the planet Earth. People are moving into their authority now.
Oh, yeah. And that's what the resurrection and ascension did. And see, that's the reason I said and ascension. That's why the book is called The Ascension Dimension, because our redemption is not consummated at the cross. Now, we thank God for the cross.
Yeah, of course we do.
But it ends at the right hand of the Father.
Come on, brother.
And so we are now seated in company with him in the heavenly places. Here it is, far above.
Come on, far above.
Principality, power,
let's
might,
go.
Dominion. And that's where we as the body are moving into. We're moving into the fact that through the ascension of Christ, he has put us in a rank, a spiritual rank, where we occupy his authority in the realm of the spirit. And that's why our identity has to shift, because it is a spiritual rank that we have. It has nothing to do with race, color.
Yes, that's right.
How smart, how
yes,
any
sir.
Of this.
Promise
no,
you.
It has to do with that the new creation, the resurrected new creation. Pastor, we are the highest ranking beings in the spirit world.
Oh, that makes the rest of the spirit world mad, too.
Yeah. And that's where the enemy does not want us to function. He doesn't want us functioning in the spirit dimension, because there is where we shut down the plans of the enemy, and that's where the church binds and looses, and that's where we throw our weight around.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to you about it because there's a couple of different things. Okay, so at the whenever we change from you know the whole thing. So you go from being a servant, seeing yourself a servant, then you go to being a friend and you get in on the plan. But the friends do not receive the inheritance. It's the sons that receive the inheritance.
My God.
Amen.
Now you stirring me up.
I know I am. I know I am. Run with that. Because once you do, that's where that ascension thing is.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the progression that Jesus went through. Oh. He went from a servant. Then he went through the crucifixion, the resurrection,
yes,
and the ascension. That's the same thing we do.
Oh.
We go from being born in sin, delivered out of sin, new creation, through the resurrection, and now the ascension. That Jesus was no longer, after the resurrection, a lamb slain, but a son seated.
And, not a son slain, but a lamb seated.
No longer a lamb slain, but a son seated. And when we come to Jesus, we are no longer sinners. Now we become sons, a part of his heirship.
And that's the message that if we can get in the body, it will change everything. It's the ascension piece.
Okay, so we know that all the world was reconciled unto the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. But you got to get the upgrade to redemption.
Yeah.
But then the upgrade to redemption is ascension.
Woo. Love it, and I'm stealing it.
Steal it.
Absolutely, because that's the finished work. That my salvation is not complete until I am saved and seated.
Seated.
Yeah, seated is the end game. He saved me to sit me in heavenly places, which is, and you brought it up, my inheritance.
It's your inheritance.
It's my inheritance. When the body of Christ moves into this in fullness, we will begin to shake hell in a day. We will be able to shake things loose in the heavenly places. We will see things manifest in the earth realm, which was his design. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
So the point of the cross is to remove all hostility, right?
Absolutely.
Reconciliation.
Right.
So now you can approach the Father. You're going to boldly approach the throne of grace. Now you can be redeemed. That doesn't mean that you automatically are redeemed because you've been reconciled, right?
Yeah.
It just means that God cleared the way.
Right.
The point is actually redemption. But the point of redemption is ascension.
It's ascension. The end game, it has always been and will always be image, likeness, dominion.
Look out. Look out. Those three, I want you to say those three one more time for me.
Image, likeness, dominion.
Okay, so that's the outer court, the inner court, the most holy place. That's the sun and the moon and the stars. It's past, present, and the future.
Yeah.
That is Saul, David, and Solomon.
Yeah.
That is Peter, James, and John.
Come on, sir.
That is the three arcs. That is the three different ingredients inside the ark.
My God.
It's all those things.
Yeah.
It's the whole enchilada.
It's it.
Wow, it's powerful. That's the number three. By the way, that's fullness.
Yeah.
By the way, brother, the word fullness is in the Bible exactly three times.
Wow.
And the fullness of the Godhead bodily is last one of those things. Fullness. Like all the way,
Oh my God, you're getting me excited. I'm trying to stay calm here because that's our generation's call. Our generation's call, I believe, prophetically, is to finally take the church from deliverance into inheritance. I believe that is the prophetic call of this generation. Thank God for deliverance. And I say it this way, we must shift from just being saved from to being saved for.
That's the difference between, if I can say this, that's the difference between Christianity and the kingdom.
Yeah.
So Jesus didn't say, go into all the world preaching this gospel of salvation. He said, Jesus said, go on in this world preaching the gospel of this kingdom.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And the fullness of the kingdom is being demonstrated today. And saying, I'm giving you the green light. I'm giving you the permission. I'm giving you the yes. Are you willing? Many are called, but few are chosen.
Yeah.
Many are invited, but few people show up.
Yeah.
And man, I'm not missing this.
No. No, it's our inheritance. And not only is it our inheritance, Pastor Troy, he deserves an inheritance.
Come on, he does.
He deserves what he died for.
Okay, so the first, I want you to give me those three again.
Image.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down.
Image, likeness, dominion.
I like that. Dominion.
Okay. That was the end game. That was the start, and that's the finish.
That's 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold.
Wow.
Man, let's go. How do I get your book? How do I read this?
Just go to my website. I think the information will be on the screen, or Amazon, or any bookstore, Barnes & Noble's, Books A Million. It's time for us to come up.
Where's your ministry based out of?
It's based out of Dallas, Mansfield, Texas.
Oh, you're in Mansfield?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I thought you were from East Texas.
Well, I was. I started a church in Texarkana. But now my younger brother is pastoring that church.
Wow.
And now I've shifted into just traveling and helping build the body.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
come out and help me build my body. Let me know when you're coming so that you can get up there and you can preach this message.
I love to come hear you preach.
You got to do
that's
that.
Why I come.
You have to do that.
I come to hear you preach.
I know, but don't do that.
I sure
come out
will.
There and let me hear you preach.
I got
preach,
you, sir.
Man.
You got my word.
You promise?
I'd be honored. Yes,
what
sir.
What a great honor, man, to have you with us today.
Yeah.
So,
thank
like, I got just a couple minutes left. But I want to ask you, what's next on your plate? Where are you going?
I'm actually,
oh, gosh,
we
I totally
are
forgot
actually headed to the UK.
So you're going to be in Ireland.
Yeah.
When?
I'll be in Ireland the first part of next week.
I'll be in Ireland
starting
the first part of next week
Sunday,
as well.
Starting Monday. Monday or Tuesday.
I'll be there until Thursday.
Oh.
And I'll actually be in Belfast.
Oh, well, we will.
And you're
going
to be in Belfast.
Yeah.
So please, let's reach out to each other. Let's connect.
Absolutely.
I want to know your pastors you're with. I want you to know my pastors I'm with.
Yeah.
And let's do that, man.
Come
it's
on.
Like the double whammy.
It's amazing. I'm looking forward to it. That's going to be amazing.
Man of God, Isaac Petrie, what a great blessing it is to have
Pastor
you with
Troy.
Me, sir.
No, it's an honor. And thank God for all you're doing. There are world changers, and you and your wife are literally world changers.
You and your wife
and
are
so
too.
Thank God for you.
Today's our 36th anniversary.
I saw her here, and I was like, she should be laying down somewhere.
You know,
and she just can't. Get up, start
exactly
moving.
Right. She's gone home now, so she about bit off more than she could chew this morning. But she's gone home now. But she's doing so well. Her recovery is going
awesome.
So well.
Yeah.
And just so proud of her. For those of you guys who don't know, Leanna gave her kidney away to
amazing.
Somebody. And I'm like, you know, I say this. I say, look, I'm an amazing giver. But if we're all going to start throwing kidneys around, I don't know how in the world I can keep up with that.
Yeah,
you know, I've only got one to give.
Yeah.
So, and she's actually been like, well, give it. Find
wow.
somebody and give it. And I'm
wow.
just like, oh, my gosh, yeah. I bet you anything that ends
love
up happening.
Love y'all, man.
So,
world changers.
Isaac Petrie is with me. I want you guys to look him up. And what is your isaacpetrie.org? Okay,
yeah.
Right on.
Just my name.
Okay. Well, man of God, I bless you, sir.
Thank you, Pastor
Friends,
Troy.
His book
love
is
you.
Called
The Ascension Dimension.
Dimension. The Ascension Dimension, that's what it looks like. You can find it at isaacpetrie.org. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it wherever you can find it. But get this, and next time you hear he's preaching out at Open Door Church, come out and see him.
The Ascension Dimension by Isaac Petrie.
Come
it just
on.
Sounds like someone who'd be friends with Troy.
Totally.
It really does. I love it. So cool. And man, as we're watching that, Pastor Schwartz and Pastor Ryan, you guys were over here just already diving into it.
Geeking out a little bit on it.
Ben and I are just over here like, okay, we're taking notes. We're just going to be
the
bystanders. Because I'm excited to hear you guys kind of break
taking
that
really
down.
Taking really clear notes.
Yes. I love that.
Really clear notes.
I love that.
Pirates of the Caribbean over
That's
there.
Cool. It's kind of Troy vibes. Troy does
yes.
that. Troy's are a little prettier, but it's
they
okay.
Are.
He,
it's but he's
okay.
writing him in a book too. This
true,
is a sheet
true.
Of paper that's going to get
yeah.
thrown away.
I feel like it's someday we need to make like posters out of Troy's. Like,
for sure.
like they're so
that'd
beautiful.
Be cool. That'd be
they're,
cool.
They're, amazing. If you've ever seen like Pastor Troy's like scribbles, they're really incredible.
That's a great idea.
But listen, we're going to dive into this. We're going to finish the conversation, but we're actually going to do that behind the veil. And if you're joining us for the first time, that basically means that we're going to hop on over to our platform, odx.tv, because that is where we can be completely uncensored, unfiltered, not have to worry about hitting any things that might get us whatever banned or what happened to me that one time. I don't know.
Shadow banned.
I don't know. It was
no.
something. I don't
we
remember.
Got,
wow. We
yeah,
talked
we
about something.
Man. Yeah, we got a strike.
We got a strike because
oh,
of something
yeah.
I said.
How many
I'm
do you
usually
get? Three?
The good
so,
one.
If you have two, you cannot stream anymore. If you have
yeah.
one, you get basically like a warning, but you have
yes.
to go a couple days without streaming.
Okay.
Unless
yeah.
you repeal it.
So we know that.
Aggressive beatings.
Yeah. Yeah. We know that Rumble wouldn't ban us for anything we're going to say, but you just never know.
Yeah.
So we are going to, we hop over to odx.tv, and that is for our Behind the Veil segment for each episode. And again, that's just where we chat candidly. We're going to be diving deeper into all of this about authority and identity and ascension and all of the things, all of those big spiritual words that I'm like, can you guys explain this to me, what they were saying? Because I need to understand it more on my level. So we're going to dive on to that. But before we do, Ben, what do we want to tell our friends joining us?
Well, guys, as you know, as we always say, please become a media missionary and go ahead and like, subscribe, hit all the bell icons, hit all the buttons. If you would like to help support us, you can actually come and join us over on odx.tv and become stage two or stage three follower. And you can actually help us out because every single month, every time you guys make that payment, it's helping us rescue more and more and more kids. The only reason we have 11,000 instead of 40,000 is because we need more partnerships. So we are reaching out and asking once again. But if you want to write a snail mail, you can actually send us over to P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. And you can go and write that out to Torburn Ministries, or you can give us a call at 877-413-0888. Thank you guys so much for joining us in Rumble. I'm glad the stream went well. Everything looked like it was going great. So
yay.
Come on.
I'm excited for Pastor Troy to get back and for us to tell him, hey, next week, let's go.
Rumble, baby.
Let's hit it with Rumble. That's our people. So we're gonna have a lot of fun over there. So listen, again, we're going to continue the conversation on ODX. If you're joining us anywhere else other than that, thank you so much for joining us, for being a part of our family, and for just hanging out with us. We'll be right back here next week, Tuesday and Wednesday live. And also tonight, we will be live on YouTube across all of our platforms. Not sure if we're going to be live on Rumble for this evening. We'll have to figure that out. But we have a service tonight, and Pastor Troy is going to literally be flying in and preaching tonight, and it's going to be amazing. There's going to be worship. There's also going to be prayer, and we all Also, before I let you go, I want to remind you, we have a 24-hour prayer line. So if you're watching, I don't know what has brought you here, how you have landed here, but if you need prayer, if you need someone to stand with you, maybe you need someone to believe for something in your own life, call that number on your screen, 877-413-0888. That's also the number that you can call to get involved, to join the fight and to donate. But I like to just remind people that that's like a 24-hour prayer line, and that's someone here in our offices. Mm-hmm. It's not someone in another country. This is people. You were actually just over in our call center. Today.
I was, made a few calls, but I've also spent some time with our crew over there. They're some of the most humble, powerfully anointed people on the planet. And it's the ministry that nobody sees.
Yeah, it is.
And that's the ministry that Jesus spoke a lot about.
Yes.
Because the Father sees all that stuff that's done in secret. So they're a great resource. Take advantage of it.
Yeah, 877-413-0888. Guys, we're going to head behind the veil with that. If you are watching us on any other platform, take a look at this commercial. It tells you a little bit more about what we do here.
Every year, 8 million children simply disappear. Not trafficked or enslaved, they vanish without a trace. For 30 years, Troy Brewer Ministries has been fighting back, rescuing over 11,000 children from the horrors of human trafficking and offering them a future.
Not on our watch. We are the answer. And friends, we've been doing this now for 30 years. This is a calling of King Jesus to stand up against evil with the goodness of God. And friends, if we do not show up, I don't think that anybody else is coming. Now, with 51 children's homes in places like Mexico and Uganda and Brazil and Nepal and even beyond, friends, we don't just rescue children, we actually raise them. Right now, 4,000 children are within our care, receiving love, safety, and the hope that they do deserve.
Join the fight. Call the number on your screen or go online. Together, we're saying not on our watch.